Joanne Solis was shot in the arm on Sunday. Her husband Joaquin Ramirez was hit by shrapnel. As they left University Hospital Monday night, Solis described the scene at First Baptist Church as chaotic and the shooter as unrelenting.
Everybody started screaming, yelling. Everybody got down, crawling under, wherever they could hide. It was so scary, and that man was shooting. He was shooting hard.
Solis told KSAT News in San Antonio that they survived by hiding under pews and playing dead. She says she's lucky to be already going home. Lenny Kirkman with University Hospital says their goal is to get Sutherland Springs patients back with family and loved ones as soon as possible. Still, many of the victims will require follow-up visits and in some cases additional surgeries.
It's pretty customary for trauma patients to follow up in our trauma follow-up clinic after their injury. And the number of times they'll need to come back really depends on the severity of their injuries.
One of those still in the hospital is 5-year-old Ryland Ward. Ryland was one of 3 children shielded from the gunfire by his stepmother, Joanne Ward, who died during the shooting. His 2 sisters were also killed. From Sutherland Springs, Ryland's grandmother, Sandy Ward, keeps close tabs on his recovery. She describes her grandson as a typical 5-year-old with a bright imagination.
Ryland, he's just a little boy. He's, full of spit and vinegar into everything. Couldn't sit still.
Ward says that Ryland went through 2 emergency surgeries since being transported to the San Antonio hospital.
He was shot twice in the abdomen, once in the arm, and he was shot once in his thigh area and then went up somehow the side of his body.
Ward says the doctors told the family it could be months before Ryland is able to go home. Like Ryland, young Evelyn Hokum's a survivor who lost many, her mom, grandfather, brothers and sisters, 8 family members in all. Evelyn's head was grazed by one of the gunman's bullets. She was released by Brooke Army Medical Center on Monday. Hokum's great-uncle George Hill says Evelyn's doing as well as could be expected. Hill's a veterinarian who lives in Floresville, next to Sutherland Springs. He hopes his niece is able to keep the family spirit even after this tragedy.
She's vivacious. They all were. She loves life.
While most of the victims were transferred to San Antonio area trauma hospitals on Sunday, many started out at Floresville's Conley Memorial Medical Center. Mandy Sarala, executive director of nursing, says the hospital initially received 8 shooting victims, many terribly injured. She says it's been a tough week for hospital staff.
One great thing is we have had an outpouring of concern and generosity from pastors and counselors here in the community. Almost immediately, pastors and counselors were up here helping not only the patients but the staff deal with the things that were going on and their emotions.
Though only 1 of the Sutherland victims remains hospitalized there, Sarala says most of the people working at Memorial Medical know at least 1 person who died and are most likely keeping tabs on others' conditions from afar. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.